top three last night on American Idol. You have Blake, Melinda, and Jordan. I don't know what to say. I don't know who's going to go home, to be honest. I know who the worst was.
Who was worst?
Probably Jordan.
She's not going home, though.
Right.
I think Melinda might be.
You think Melinda might go home?
Yeah, because, I mean, even though she's better than Blake.
She's better than both of them. She can sing better than both of them.
Yeah, but she's older and Blake's the boy. And so all the girls vote for him because he's cute. And I think he's staying.
Do you think the pantsuit mentality has hurt Melinda? She's very pantsuit. Very pantsuit oriented. You know, she's up there all getting her groove on and she's wearing a pantsuit. It's just a...
I never really thought of it, but maybe.
Well, you have to have the look down. You know, if this were a radio show, they'd be okay and she'd easily win. But since you can see what she looks like and how she dresses and everything, she doesn't really fit, you know, anything outside of secretary or something. I don't know. Executive, maybe. Business executive. I guess she was pantsuit, you know. So... I still think, yeah, Jordan's probably going to win it all. But most of the night, it seemed like the judges were down on her a little bit. Like, Simon picked this song for her, and then he didn't like how it turned out with her arrangement and everything.
So you didn't like your own choice?
No, I didn't say that, Ryan. I said I didn't like the arrangement.
Yes, Ryan.
Yes, Ryan.
Okay, it's a different...
You didn't like your own song.
No.
Got it. That's a better word for it.
It's not what I say.
Were you surprised that he picked that song for you?
You know, it was... I'd never heard this song before in my life, so when I heard it, I was like, oh, okay. But, I mean, it's a great song, so thank you. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Pleasure. Do you think she handled that pretty well?
Yeah.
It was a sucky song, but thanks for introducing me to it. Like that. Oh, it's rehearsed question and answer time with Ryan and Blake.
If they were to make a movie about your life, what would the title be? Who would play your part?
That's tough, but it'd have to be Jim Carrey. And I
because you're tall.
Yes, because I'm tall and gangly. And it would be called Organized Chaos.
And that's what we're ready for tonight. The producer's choice.
Oh, nice segue. Didn't sound, you know, overthought. I hate those Q&A things. They're so stupid. Okay, and what did the producers pick for Melinda? What's this called?
Okay, the producers went with... Nutbush City Limits by Ike and Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Are you ready for that?
Sure.
Okay.
Nutbush City Limits. That just sounds... Doesn't that sound bad? Isn't that weird? Nutbush City? I'm such a child.
You are, jeez.
How about the governor of Tennessee? He was reading Randy's letter, like what Randy had picked for Melinda. And listen to what a toolbox he sounds like.
You got facts for you?
Oh, private and confidential. Okay. I don't get many faxes that start, check it out. Dear Governor Bredesen of the great state of Tennessee, check it out. I picked a hot one for Melinda to sing this week. It's from one of the best singers in the known world. And I've worked with her before. Please tell Melinda she'll be singing, are you ready? Whitney Houston's I Believe in You and Me. Rock on, Randy Jackson. Jackson.
Could you hear the part where he messed up Randy Jackson's name? Randy Johnson.
Nice.
What he called him at first. Yeah. Big Idol fan, that governor of Tennessee, I tell you what. And my favorite part of the night was this little exchange between Simon and Seacrest here.
She can do it.
I love
she
it.
Can pull it off. You got to be able to pull it off, right?
You wanted her to accept the challenge, step up, and deliver, and yo, she did.
She blew it out the box.
Yeah. I want you to get up out of your seat, Randy, one of these times.
Thank you.
Soon he's going to get out of his seat. I promise you, America. 1-866. What?
Are you drunk?
Am I drunk?
Yeah. Oh.
Are you looking at me asking that?
I'm asking you.
You're asking me that. And there's a perfectly good Paula right right there to your right.
Jordan, you worked hard for the money tonight. I thought you were fantastic.